SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world. Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS News.
The European Union has formally designated Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. In Brussels, the EU's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, said ministers agreed to blacklist the guard, impose fresh sanctions, and expand export controls, arguing that the tyranny in Iran cannot be allowed to continue.
Today, ministers agreed to designate Iran Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization. This will put them on the same footing with Daesh, Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda. Those who operate through terror must be treated as terrorists. Ministers also imposed sanctions on those responsible for the brutal crackdown of protests, including the Minister of Interior. Repression cannot go unanswered.
Ms. Kallas explains the scope of this decision, preferring diplomacy to threats of attacking Iran, such as those made by the United States.
This decision means that if we list them as a terrorist organization, then many member states have criminalized any activity or interaction with the terrorist organization. So that puts more pressure on this. When it comes to attacks, I think the region does not need a new war.
The Iranian Foreign Ministry condemned the decision, saying the move was illegal, political, and contrary to international law, as well as a violation of the country's internal affairs. It also said,
Iran reserves the right to take appropriate measures within the framework of international law to defend its sovereignty, national security, and the interests of the Iranian nation, and holds the European Union and its member states responsible for the consequences of this action.
The decision follows weeks of nationwide protests driven by economic hardship and political repression. The U.S.-based Human Rights Activists News Agency says it has confirmed at least 6,373 people killed in the crackdown, including more than 200 linked to government forces. Other medical networks gathering information inside Iran believe the toll could be far higher. Outside the European Council in Brussels, Iranian demonstrators welcomed the EU's decision, calling it a turning point after years of lobbying. Protest organizer Ali Bagheri says the move sends a clear message to Tehran.
It's a very, very a strong signal from the European Union about in supporting of the Iranian people and stopping the appeasement policy.
Legal professional Nico Abutalibi says protesters are seeking solidarity rather than military action.
We don't ask any intervention inside Iran. We don't ask to start a war with Iran, for America to bomb us. We don't ask all of that. What we just ask is support us like that. Just say we do not negotiate with terrorists and it ends there. The rest is up to the people of Iran inside Iran. Like it's their voice and we need to hear them.
As Europe tightens economic and political pressure, attention is now turning to Washington, where the White House has signaled a more muscular approach. At a cabinet meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump in attendance, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth warned Iran must abandon its nuclear ambitions and that the Pentagon stands ready if ordered to act.
Well, Mr. President, you had to, like so many other cabinet members have referenced, rebuild the perception of America, and at the Department of War, that meant reestablishing deterrence. Same thing with Iran right now, ensuring that they have all the options to make a deal. They should not pursue nuclear capabilities. We will be prepared to deliver whatever this president expects of the War Department.
The military posture has raised concern across the region, with Middle Eastern leaders calling for restraint and warning against a wider conflict. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have both said they will not allow their airspace or territory to be used for any attack on Iran. Iranian officials have long been warning that any strike on Iran would be met swiftly and reminding the U.S. that its bases across the Middle East remain within missile range. With all the saber rattling, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres had this advice, not just for Iran and the United States, but for all nations.
We are living in a world where actions, especially reckless ones, are provoking dangerous reactions. And unlike in physics, these reactions are not symmetrical or predictable. They are being multiplied by geopolitical divisions and magnified by an epidemic of impunity. The law of power is prevailing over the power of law. International law is trampled. Global problems will not be solved by one power calling the shots, nor will they be solved by two powers carving the world into rival spheres of influence.
Assam Al-Ghadib, SBS News.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.